As Hashem continues, Shar Beis, Ois Test, Shir number 103, we're discussing now the third way of inspiration that a person should arouse himself to do tshuva. We just finished with discussing when a person gets older in life, and the white hairs, the gray hairs, or the hair falling out are all simanim. They're all simanim for a person to remind himself, I will not be here forever. And therefore, while we are here, Baruch Hashem, let's use our time properly. The third way is teichacha. A person has to accept the teichacha from others. When a person accepts, he's someone who accepts teichacha from others, this is a person who can do better. When a person feels, I know it all, it's interesting how we just finished Hilchos Yom Kippurim, discussing the laws of teichacha. And the fact, Chut HaMeshulash, in fact, one of the sources for what we're discussing was actually from the Gemara in Yevamos HaBaal Yevimtoi. So here you have three of the topics that I'm learning, Gemara Yevamos HaBaal Yevimtoi, the Mishnah Brura, and Shari Tshuva, all connected. And what is the connection over here? Teichacha. Kasher yishma musar hachachamim hamachichim yakshi v'yishma v'yikona v'yachsa b'tshuva. When a person hears musar, when a person hears rebuke, when a person hears a shir, or someone puts his arm over your shoulder and says to you, my dear friend, can we talk a few minutes? And he listens. And he says, you know, I want to thank you for coming over and telling me this. V'yikabel b'liboy, and you accept in your heart, kol divrei ha-teichachish, all the words of the teichacha, v'shlo yigra dover midivreim, and there's not one thing from what this person told you that you left behind. And you thought it over, and you said to yourself, how can you improve? How could you do better? And you're showing Hashem you want to change and improve? This is a derech of tshuva. He says further, V'hinei ha'ish hazeh b'rega koton yotzo me'afela l'argodol. Such a person like this, who is someone who accepts tshuva, he can go out from afela, from the darkness, l'argodol, to the light. At a given split second, he accepts, I want to do better. I want to do better ben adam l'makon. I want to do better ben adam l'chaveroi. I want to be thinking about my chaveri more. I want to be thinking about Hashem more. Ki eis asher yazin v'yaskis l'levova yovin v'shov. For at the time when this person, he listens attentively to improve himself. Ulevovoy Yavin. He understands the message, Vishav, and he comes back to Hashem. He does tshuva. He kabbal biyom shamay divrei amachiyach, and he accepts on the day that this person, right then, that day, not you know, let me get back to this. I'll put my email on. Remind me 3 years from now. You know, the email has a snooze button. You know that the emails have snooze. You could send, you know. Yeah, sure, it comes back. You could set it like this. Remind me 5 days from now. But on that day, you're not snoozing anything. On that day itself, you're accepting the tshuva, accepting the teichacha, to do tshuva. And you're going to accept everything that your friend, the Rebbe, the Rav, said to do. From this day and on, and to be careful with all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May eis asher kibol kazois machshavtoi v'gamar alav v'kacho b'lvovoi kono l'nash z'chus v'schar al kol ha-mitzvahs ha-musra v'ashreyu ki tzidek nafsha b'shoa kala. Fortune is such a person because on the day that he accepts to improve, he receives schar, reward, at that moment, as if he already has done better. And he brings a proof for this. It says, when Bnei Yisrael were told to go bring the Karan Pesach, says the Medrash on the Pasuk, Vayelchu Vayasu Bnei Yisrael, Vayelchu, and they went, Vayasu, and they did Bnei Yisrael. They did according to what they were commanded to do. Now, when is this Pasuk referring to? This Pasuk is when? That's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. When did they bring Karan Pesach? They bring Karan Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. So the question is, what do you mean Vayasu? They didn't do it. It's only Vayelchu. So why is the Pasuk say Vayasu? And this is the point. Because immediately when they accepted, Male Aleim Kilo Asu Miyad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you accepted B'lei Shalim. You accept like a Nasa V'Nishma. I'm giving you the Schar today. As if you did it already. It's not going to happen until the 14th of Nisan. I'm giving you the Schar today. V'chim Miyad Asu? Ay, V'aloi Asu Ad Arba Asar L'Chodesh. They also had the Arba Asar. They didn't do it until the 14th. Ela Kevin Shekiblo Aleim Lasois Male Aleim Kilu Asu Miyad. But once they accepted it on the 14th, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it was as if they did it right then. And this is the Schar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says: if you want to improve, and you accept upon yourself to improve, I'm giving you the Schar today, right now. Like you did the mitzvah later on.